Well, you know, I think any time, you know, going forward as far as what team needs are, you know, coming into the combine, this would be a great opportunity for us to continue to gather information. You know, we've been very fortunate the last couple of years that, you know, our drafts have been pretty decent, pretty good, actually. And I think, you know, we're hoping to do that again. You know, we have some needs, obviously, that we feel we have to address, and that's what we'll do. And as far as working with Dave, this is very big because, you know, it's an opportunity for he and I to get together, work a little bit more closely, talk a little bit more about going forward as far as, you know, what our likes and dislikes are in terms of players, the personalities, the characters that we're looking for. Well, I mean, they're all big needs, you know, and we're gonna sit there and look at them and evaluate them all and really decide, you know, as we go forward. I mean, we got free agency coming up in a couple of weeks, and, you know, we'll have to address that, and we'll address our own free agents as we're going forward with that. And because of, you know, those situations you've got to go through, it'll kind of dictate the direction we're going to head as far as the draft is concerned. Well, I mean, if you look at the record, it's obviously big. So, you know, we'll go from there. I mean, Atlanta's a good football team. They had a great season. You know, they're really right now the benchmark who we're all shooting at. But, you know, New Orleans, you know, with Coach Payton back, you know, they'll pose, you know, a tough, you know, a tough team to play against as we go forward. And then Tampa's getting better. So, it's you know, I think the gap can be closed. I think we're working that direction. But right now the benchmark for us in the South is Atlanta. I don't expect it to change an awful lot. I think, you know, the reason we hired Mike Shula to begin with as our quarterback coach was he shared a lot of the qualities that Chutt has. But I do know this, Mike has his own personality, his own distinctive attitude and idea about things. Mike and I sat down prior to me hiring him, and we really spent a lot of time together, and Mike was terrific. I really like the direction Mike's going to take this offensive unit. I don't think it's going to skew that far from what we've done in the past, but I do know if anybody knows, you know, what we need to improve on and get better on, it's him. And so I feel very comfortable and confident in Mike and his ability and the coaches as far as the staff that we have. For the most part, the staff is still intact.
I saw that Dave earlier. It sounded like you guys might do a little less zone read. Is that?
Well, I mean, if you look at what we did the last 6-7 weeks of the season, I think that's really indicative of who we are. I mean, to put the tape on, you'll see it. And there is, you know, it is a difference from what we did earlier in the year compared to what we did at the end of the year. So that's really the direction we're headed. I think the thing, too, though, is, you know, we found that, you know, we have some guys that make plays for us, so we got to get the ball in their hands, starting with the running backs, the wide receivers, and the tight end. All three of those positions are dynamic positions for us, especially in this offense. I think a lot of growth. I think Sean's done a great job for us defensively. You know, we finished 10th, ranked 10th in the league of defense. We had an opportunity to finish, you know, a little bit higher. But, you know, we ran into New Orleans at the end of the year. But he did a terrific job. I mean, you know, there were a lot of stats that we finished very high on. And he's gotten better and better each year. You know, the first year was tough, obviously, with all the injuries on the defensive side, especially the defensive side. And then this year, for the most part, we were relatively healthy. And I thought he did a great job in terms of designing the defense, working with the defensive coaches, and then putting the players in position to have success, as seen by Luke Kuechly. I think, you know, the way Sean helped bring Luke along, and you know, it's funny, in talking with Sean, one of the things that we both decided or realized that we have to do is we got to make sure, you know, Luke grows and takes the next step, as does the rest of this defense. You know, you go back and look at last year, we had two defensive ends have double-digit sacks. That was terrific work by not just him but by the position coaches. So there's a lot of good things that happen with our staff, and a lot of it starts with Sean. I think so. I think he does, and I think as do a few of our other coaches. You know, and Sean will continue to grow. I really do. I think he's going to get better and better as a coordinator. He works hard at it, and he's got good rapport with the coaches he works with, and he's developed a very good rapport with his with position players. So, as far as Sean's concerned, I'm excited for him.
Coach, going back to zone read, from year one to year two, what were the biggest differences in how teams tried to defend Cam the second time around?
Well, I think part of it has a lot to do with, you know, with our playmakers as far as how our receivers are doing, how our tight ends doing, and then, you know, the types of runs that we run off of the zone read. I think if you're not diverse, if you're not, you know, giving them something else to look at, teams are going to load 8-9 guys up in the box. And when they do that, you got to be able to throw it. People try to do that, and the one thing that, you know, we've seen is Cam's very accurate. I mean, he had a stretch during the season where he set the record for consecutive throws without an interception. So, you know, I think teams have to be careful. If you get too many in the box, we can throw it, and if you don't, you know, we'll run it. So it's, you know, it's going to be a mix. Well, you know, I know this. You know, people are going to look long and hard at it. People are going to, you know, NFL coaches are going to talk to a lot of they'll talk a lot to the college coaches and try and get their feedback and their ideas on how to stop it and what they think. And, you know, that's one of the nice things about, you know, about where we are. You know, we started out with it, and so we as a defense had to practice against it an awful lot. So we had an opportunity to just take a look at it. I think people will, you know, fall back to the college ranks and ask some of those people out there, you know, the best ways to defend against it. Honestly, just win. I really do think that. I mean, you know, they're both solid franchises that have they both have I guess you call it franchise quarterbacks. And, you know, it's everything you do against them defensively starts with that. So you've got to be able to play against those kind of guys. And then you've got to be able to score points against those kind of guys. So, you know, it's tough. I mean, to sit up here and talk about what you have to do, bottom line, you just got to win. I mean, that's what this is. This is a production-based business. And, you know, in order to beat the top dog, you got to beat the top dog. So, you know, our attitude going forward is we've got to be able to have success against Tampa, success against New Orleans, and success against Atlanta first and foremost.